what you're going to do, in step one, you wrote the essay in the best way you could. You thought you were doing what I wanted you to do, and I made sure I didn't tell you exactly what I wanted you to do because I had found over the last years, and this is why I'm trying this approach, I let you do it where there is no negative effect on your grade, and then try to help you see the issues that might be specific to you and not have your get yourself lost in all other kinds of people's issues. So only do what the rubric says you need to do. And if you had no problems at all, then you go and you copy your essay in and do what it says in step one of the instructions. So what do you do? One, you go copy what you submitted. And you, or if you have a face-to-face class, you'll get different instructions. But what you're going to do is, if you have no problems at all, we're both happy. But if you have one of these problems, let's see it the way the world will see it, the way a prof or a boss will see it. So I encourage you in step two, once you've gotten a copy of your essay and you put it in a file somewhere where you can see it, maybe put it, print it. But put your book and what you wrote side by side so you can see them. That is how I grade your stuff. And that's why I can see what I see. When I'm really trying to figure out where you're going, I will in fact touch the words on the page, on your page in the textbook, to try to figure out where your brain went. So I'm trying to help you as best I can, and that trick may help you help yourself. So if I marked in the row for reading for evidence that you had one of the more of the errors listed in that D column, not a pretty column to have, the one for the D paper criteria, you need to compare carefully the pages you were supposed to read with what you wrote. And if the textbook does not specifically say that, if it just says the word but it doesn't say what you say about the word, honey, it does not support you. And what you're going to do is you'll strike out every word that you, that if you went to a, you're not going to go into court, but if you try to say in court that something proves something, the judge might look at you and the jury might look at you. You have got to be kidding. If it doesn't really say it, you can't. You can't just decide what history means on your own. So what you're going to do is strike through, and I've shown you an example of what strike through looks like. And you can do that within, if you're using Blackboard email or regular word processing with Blackboard email, you can do it too. You can strike through if you want to. And if you check the FAQs, it will tell you how to do that as well. So you can make that work. Now, so if you had that problem, you do that. If I marked in the row for reading for evidence, that's that top row, that you had one or more of the errors listed under the F paper criteria, you need to state beside that row the chapter number and the page numbers, exact headings where you should have been reading, and then you go back and strike through if you need to. If you weren't true, strike through. Don't ignore, just think, well, she won't notice. She will notice. So if it doesn't specifically say that, strike it out. If you're sure I'm wrong, I could be. I could be wrong. So talk to me about it, and all will be well because I want the truth to come out. And if I'm wrong, I'm fine with being told that. If you've got errors marked in that D column for writing with evidence, that means you wrote passively. You did plagiarism or half-copy plagiarism, and I referred to an example of that. And your job is once again compare your textbook with what you wrote. And every word or every part of a word that you use from the book, you need to underline it. And underlining just looks like we're traditionally expecting it to be. The reason is everything that's underlined would not necessarily be put in quotation marks, but I want you to see for yourself how much you're just passively copying. When you misread or you just do plagiarism or half-copy plagiarism, the nasty thing, joke that I make is this: if the brain were a car, hon, you're trying to get somewhere while writing only as a passenger. Nobody's driving your brain car, and you've got to do that. And if I marked, and I'm going to try to do something to bowl that so you can tell if you fall in that category. There's a D paper criteria and an F1 where you change the quotation, and with the F1 you changed its meaning, and you need to go and figure that out, and it tells you what to do. And if you modify the meaning, once again you strike out. Now the last part of this page are questions you may have, and you can notice in the table of contents at the top, and you can click to go directly there. And there are also some preventions that I'm willing to put up at this page so that you can have them, so you can maybe not just find out what you did wrong, but use the evidence checklist, the other side of the evidence rubric. Am I working in ways that will help me succeed? And there are some tips that make each of those work better. And if you want them, then just email me or tell me, and I will make them visible to you. But this will get you started. This will tell you how to do that step two, how to interpret your rubric, how to tell what you're supposed to do. And some of you may be very surprised at how you look to other people. And once you know that you're not doing what you're capable of doing, then you're on the road to doing something better. So the object behind this is to let you see what's real. If it's good, that's wonderful. And if it's not good, then now you know what to fix. And there will be no harm done to your grade if you will go and do what's listed there based upon your markups. So if you have questions, ask.